Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with both Joe Florentine and Erica Florentine, the co-founders of Success Cornerstone and co-authors of the book, The Foundation of a Successful Life. And Joe and Erica, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Yes, agreed. Thank you so much. We're very excited to join you today.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing what you have to say today, the both of you, that is. So for starters, and Erica, while I've got you, you write that your book, The Foundation of a Successful Life, is unique and unlike other books on success or self-improvement. Can you tell us why your book is so unique?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the first and most important way, I should say, that the book is unique is that it really comes from the perspective of two totally different generations, right? So it was written by both my father and I. My dad is in his 60s. I'm in my 30s. We've both put all of our knowledge that we've gotten from various readings and courses and educating ourselves throughout the years into this book. Again, comes from both of our perspectives, which I think is very, very unique. And then another really important and unique aspect of the book is that it really provides a tried and true formula for achieving success. So it includes really important topics that are related to positive mindset. So things that those in the self-help world will be used to hearing, such as law of attraction. And then we also focus heavily on how important it is to take action in order to achieve your goals and to find success in your life. And it's really unique in that it focuses on those two areas where a lot of books that you'll see on the market will be really heavily focused on law of attraction and manifestation, or they'll be heavily focused on the action end.
And you're right about that, and certainly points out why your book is unique. Now, Joe, we've all been going through a challenging year, given the global pandemic, I'd say for sure on that. What advice can you give for getting inspired and motivated to be successful, even when times are certainly tough?
Well, Eric, I have to tell you, I've been self-employed for my entire life. So, this isn't the first time that we've had a hiccup in life. Across the board, this is the first time with a pandemic, but we've had financial crisis and all kinds of things that have gone on. And I have to say, the thing you have to do, you sometimes take a look at a situation and say, well, there's really nothing that I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. But I can assure you that there is something you can do about it if it's a little more than adjust your attitude toward the situation. I mean, everybody is pounding you day in and day out with negativity, constant negativity. And I have to tell you the difference. There's an entrepreneur radio show. And for the entrepreneurs, the difference is really how you view it. Are you going to view it as, oh, me too, this is a terrible time and I can't get anything done? Or are you going to view it where this is the time for opportunity? And this is undoubtedly a time for opportunity. We are, and I know several other good friends of mine and businesses that are actually really prospering through this. And it's really all about how you set your mind in the morning and how you start to view the current pandemic, turning that adversity or that hurdle into a benefit for yourself. And one thing I could recommend if you're a little bit depressed or things aren't going real well, start every morning off working on your mind first before you do anything else. And the easiest way that I've ever found to do that is to sit down and write down the things that you're grateful for in the morning right away before you even start. It'll all of a sudden set your mind in a positive direction. No matter how big or small they are, write down what you're grateful for. Do something about the situation. There's always an answer.
I certainly can appreciate that advice and approach, and thanks for sharing that with the audience. Now, tell us, what are some of the key steps to identifying what makes you happy, and how can you set goals to achieve that happiness?
Yeah, so I think a lot of times people will talk about success and goals they want to achieve in their life, and they won't really take the time to understand whether achieving that goal will truly make them happy or not. So in our book, we give the example of a student, perhaps a college student, who has decided to pursue a career in finance, let's say, because their parents have always told them, finance is a great career, you should really pursue that. And they graduate college and they get a great job. Let's say it's on Wall Street and they're making a ton of money and they're going to work a million hours a week and having no work-life balance. And at the end of the day, they're starting to realize, hey, this isn't something that would make me happy at all. So now they've locked themselves into a career and pursued a goal throughout their young adult's life that leads them someplace that isn't really happy for them. So what we really focus on in the very first chapter of The Foundation of a Successful Life is really asking the reader to take some much needed time to determine what exactly will make them happy. And one of the quick and easy exercises that we recommend is creating a happiness list. So quite literally, take a piece of paper, take a pen, and write down a list of all the things that make you feel happy. They can be people in your life, activities, career aspirations, anything, and keep it on hand. When you start to look at it and reference it often, you'll realize you're going to pursue something in that world. And maybe it isn't everything, but it's going to be something in there that makes you feel good. And slowly but surely, by looking at the list and editing it over time, it will become very, very apparent goals that you should be pursuing that will ultimately make you the happiest.
Awesome information, awesome input, and really appreciate this so far today. We're joined by Joe Florentine and Erica Florentine, the co-founders of Success Cornerstone and co-authors of the book, The Foundation of a Successful Life. And they've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, as we continue on, we've all had to deal with negative people or influences throughout life, even within family. How can we avoid having other people or problems derail our goals and dreams, which is, we hear this all the time, if you're hearing from coaches, that is, on this program.
Well, you know what, Eric? I mean, negative people are bound to be in our lives here and there, no matter what. You know, whether they're family members, friends, coworkers, or the like. But the key to managing these people, the key is that you have to manage these people, the negative people in your life, and manage the interactions you have with them by really using the power of your mind. Let's start with something people would refer to as, Eric and I refer to in our book, as dream stealers. These are people who are really negative about your specific goal, let's say about your business that you have right now, what you're doing. And those are the people that will constantly tell you, and it may not be that they have any malice, it could be sometimes the people closest to you telling you why things won't work out for you on a regular basis. And a lot of times, like I said, they may not mean you harm, but just don't quite understand what Erica just touched on before about your goal is your happiness and what you're pursuing. And one of the keys is just not letting those dream stealers affect you at all. When they're talking negatively about something you're trying to accomplish, you don't have to fight with them. You don't have to argue with them. You can just nod politely and say, okay, thank you, appreciate it. But don't let them into your inner mind, into your inner space. You know, whenever I'm entering a conversation with someone or I'm engaged in a conversation with someone that's negative and they're talking negative, one of the things that I do is I won't argue with them, but I will build what I call an imaginary wall in my mind. And that wall starts to go up and they're just talking and talking and talking. They can talk all they want about whatever negative topic, circumstances, coronavirus, political unrest, riots, whatever it might be. I'm not letting that into my mind. The key is you have to, your most precious asset is your mind, and keeping that positive on a regular basis and not letting negative people enter into it is a key component to success. So anyway, there's a I could go on for 20 minutes about that subject, but I'll let you guys get to the next question.
Yeah, speaking of negative people and mindset, those two combined, it could even be a day seminar. You're talking about how you could go on for 20 minutes. I'm sure you could probably go on for a lot longer than that for sure. Really appreciate your input on that in those regards. Now, Erica, a common problem for many is they feel they simply don't have the time to pursue their dreams and passions. What advice can you give for managing your time?
Yeah, I would say with folks who have an issue with managing their time, a really quick and easy exercise that we recommend in the book is to do it what we call a time audit. So to spend, we recommend 3 days where someone would write down every single thing that they do in that 3-day period of time, whether they're only 15-minute increments, write it all down. And then at the end of the 3-day period, look back at those 3 days, and we promise you, you will be able to find some wasted time in that 3-day period. So a lot of times folks will say, yes, I have spent 3 hours every single day scrolling through Instagram mindlessly. That's a great example of some wasted time that could be repurposed and used towards achieving one's goal. So that really simple exercise will give you a pretty good snapshot in those 3 days of where you're spending your time mostly and where you can cut back some of that wasted time to redirect it to achieving what you want to achieve.
Good stuff, Eric, and thanks for that. Now, lastly, once you become successful or find that happiness you're looking for, what are some of the strategies for maintaining your enthusiasm and finding new ways to grow as a person? Touch on that as we conclude today.
Well, I would say one of the things you have to do to keep your enthusiasm going is to constantly visualize your end result or your goal, actually succeeding at it. It's for me, writing down what I want and constantly visualizing what I want and what I want to achieve keeps me motivated to get things, keeps me motivated to keep charging toward that goal every day. I mean, you can literally train your brain to be habitually enthusiastic just by telling it to do so or just by chasing after that goal on a regular basis. I'm a big believer in writing things down. You know, the old adage, so let it be written, so let it be done. I can tell you that I write down my goals on a regular basis, exactly what I want to do to accomplish it. And between being able to work on that in my mind and visualizing that outcome that I'm going to get, and then taking the proper enthusiastic and inspired action behind it, Eric, I can hit that goal every single time. And it's something you have to practice on. Nothing gets done, I mean nothing, without being enthusiastic about it. And if you're not enthusiastic about what you're doing, you're not going to get to that end result. You know, we always tell people, and we reiterate it constantly in the book, you know, how you feel about the thought that you're thinking will naturally tell you whether you're heading in the right direction or not. And if you're enthused and you feel enthusiasm or motivation by the goal that you've set forth for yourself, you're going to have that proper feeling on it. You know you're in the right direction. If you're not enthused about the thought of accomplishing what it is that you're setting out to do, you're certainly on the wrong track.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do and for joining us here today. Really appreciate all the information shared. Folks, the title of the book is The Foundation of a Successful Life, and who wouldn't want to tap into some of this info? Where can listeners get more information on the both of you as well as the book? Where's the best place to do so online?
Sure. So folks can visit our website, which is www.successcornerstone.com, and follow us at Success Cornerstone on Instagram and on Facebook as well. And for folks who would like to purchase a book, there is a link to do so on our website, and they can also grab it on Amazon.
And I'd say that's as quiet as convenient as it gets. Again, Joe and Erica, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Erica. Thank you. Have a great night.
And you too. Anytime. We've been speaking with both Joe Florentine and Erica Florentine, the co-founders of Success Cornerstone and co-authors of the book, The Foundation of a Successful Life. And for all the details, visit successcornerstone.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.